Thank you for being here on another episodic podcast. Today, I want to talk about dessert. And by dessert, I mean the sense of deserving something that a lot of people seem to have extremely, excessively. I have never felt I deserved anything I didn't work for. But the world is sickeningly evil, my readers, my listeners. And I find my life, labor, and liberty being stolen from me by those I should have trusted every step of the way. And I mean every single step of the way. It was a betrayal so deep, I know I will never forgive it. Yet, I don't feel I deserve anything I never worked for. But these degenerate evil people believe they can steal from me. It doesn't make any sense. These people are indecent, low-life rascals. Pretending sanity, dignity, and humanity. Yet they have none. They are indeed animals. Or as Schopenhauer refers to them, rascals and the vulgar. Thus, I am going to share some philosophical words of the past resonating with events beyond their times. Resonating sickeningly with my life. Schopenhauer's words. Rascals are always sociable, must be they, and the chief sign that a human has any nobility in his or her character is the little pleasure he or she takes in others' company, that is, in the company of others. I continue. It prefers solitude. He or she prefers solitude more and more, and in course of time comes to see that, with few exceptions, the world offers no choice beyond solitude on one side and vulgarity on the other. This may sound a hard thing to say, but even Angelo Silesius, with all his Christian feelings of gentleness and love, was obliged to admit the truth of it. However painful solitude may be, he says, be careful not to be vulgar, for then you may find a dessert everywhere. So there are two things I must further clarify. The meaning of dessert, the meaning of everywhere, and maybe a third thing, a real definition, a classic definition of vulgar, which is not what the modern definition is. I have always been opposed to the notion and conception of everything, especially in physics. I have been very, very vocal about this. Another way to express this to you is that the conception is lacking presence. Yet, everything must be everywhere. And in my view, a degenerate disease against dignity, humanity, and individuality. I am also not in favor of communism at all. I believe that capitalism and a civilized society is the only way that humanity can progress. And I have never shied away from telling you that I'm an individualist. I do believe that the only form, the best form of freedom we can know is in individualism. So now to the classical definition of vulgarity. the classical definition of vulgarity is in reference to ordinary common people. And from basic appearance, you would think I am one. But I lost so much faith in commonality from trauma and betrayal that I could be in the midst of millions and millions of people and be alone. In my mind, I am always alone with my thoughts. Homelessness forced me from too much, maybe not too much, but much solitude as I was like really introverted, and pushed me into a much different kind of solitude. So I now know solitude in different forms, because when I'm forced to be amidst people I clearly don't want to be with, I had to psychologically contour a different kind of solitude. So I must confess to you honestly that I am farthest from bringing a commoner. And from Schopenhauer's words that you must either embrace solitude or embrace vulgarity, I am definitely not on the side of vulgarity. My very life expresses that. Did the evil harm and imbecility I found in society before turning towards near abject solitude and homelessness make me uncommon, my listeners? I believe it did. And I hope to be even more uncommon for the rest of my life, for the rest of my time on this natural planet. That's my plan. If you're around with me on this journey, thank you for being here. You will not regret it. Please support the Free Books for Life course and Music by Real, and please print out your digital receipt and keep them. They are a testament to justice. And after all, injustice is nothing good to keep. Thank you so much for being here.